Dance with the Enemy, The Enemy Series, Book 1, written by Rob Sinclair and read by Paul Thornley.
Prologue. They say that before you die, your whole life flashes before you. But nobody can know for sure what happens in those moments before death. If you do see your life flashing before your eyes, does that mean you've got no chance? And if it doesn't, does that mean you're going to be okay? Carl Logan didn't know. 5 months ago, on the day he almost died, no bright light had been calling him in. No images from his childhood flickering through his mind. There had been only pain and suffering. Logan had been on his last breath. His brain had submitted. His body too. He shouldn't have been alive. But after his heart had beaten its last beat, it had beaten one more time, and then it had beaten again, and it had kept on going. It hadn't been his time to go, but he hadn't been saved, not by a long stretch. Chapter 1. The 3rd of October. Maybe the psychologist had been right. Maybe he was an addict. Who else would put themselves in these positions willingly, knowingly? He had the man in a hammerlock. It was a classic submission hold. Its ease of application and the fact it could be used from an upright position meant it was a favoured hold of bouncers and law enforcement the world over. Logan was in neither of those professions. But it was a move that he had found to suit many purposes nonetheless. He pulled the man's wrist further up towards the shoulder, feeling the resistance as the shoulder joint was pushed to bursting point. The man let out a yelp at what was becoming an inevitable outcome. His friends, just 5 yards in front of Logan at the other end of the bar, continued to look on, forming a physical barrier between Logan and where he wanted to be, the exit. "Move out of my way. Now," Logan said. "Don't think for a second I won't do it." Despite the threat, the man's three friends stood their ground. They weren't about to back down. But they weren't looking like they were about to make a move either. For now, it was a standoff. Neither side wanted to take it to the next level. Yet. Logan looked them over one by one. Rednecks would be a harsh way to describe them. They were probably just average working guys letting off steam on a weekend, albeit guys who were bulked up through steroids and overuse of weights, and fueled by alcohol and God knows what else. Each one of them was big and menacing, and judging by the non-situation that had started this, they were looking for a fight tonight. And for no sane reason, other than he was who he was, Logan was prepared to grant them their wish. He wasn't the tallest or the strongest guy in the world, but he could handle himself just fine. Despite the odds, he still fancied his chances against this lot. "I warned you," Logan said. He pulled the man's wrist further, as hard and as fast as he could, pushing against the resistance until he heard the telltale pop as the man's arm dislocated from the shoulder. The way it suddenly flopped in his hand told Logan it had probably dislocated at the elbow too. The man shrieked in pain and slumped to the floor as Logan let go, readying himself for the next stage of his latest battle. The three friends, wide-eyed and staring, looked shocked at what had just happened. Maybe their macho standoffs didn't normally go this far, and yet they continued to stand their ground. Logan was a little surprised by that. But then he saw it. The man on the left. It was nothing more than a flinch, maybe just a twitch even. But it was enough for Logan. Enough to tell him that this wasn't over yet. And that man was now his next focus. But just as Logan was about to leap forward, something unexpected happened.